Thank you, Chair. Thank you for the floor. Dear Director General, Excellencies, distinguished colleagues, you can hear me, right? Okay, it's an honor to represent my country at the 42nd session of the FAO conference. We do believe that the fulfillment of Agenda 2030 requires an integrated and comprehensive approach. After the positive trends in the past decades, in recent years, hunger and extreme poverty is on the rise again. And the situation further is aggravated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, more efficient tools are still needed to reach the zero hunger target. The challenge is enormous since the world's population is projected to reach around 10 billion by 2050, resulting in a significant increase in global demand for food. And global climate change also poses another challenge to farmers, as agricultural production is a more and more risky activity due to the unequal distribution of rainfall. Food production is one of the largest users of water, while our available water resources are limited, so it's important that we manage them sustainably. As for our country, Hungary's location is favorable. Located in the catchment of River Danube, where a large amount of natural surface water is available. In order to increase the safety of agricultural production and to make optimal water management, we have recently taken several measures. We launched an irrigation development program to make optimal use of our surface waters. We put more emphasis on prevention, on developing forecasting, water saving irrigation management, and drought damage prevention. We promote natural water retention resources, the change of land use, and cultivated crops to local environmental conditions, as well as an increased reuse of treated waste waters. We increased our research activities on the road to sustainability to put special emphasis on improving the quality of soils, as good condition of soils improves the drought tolerance of production areas. In addition, we focused on several other aspects of sustainability as well. We have achieved progress in reducing food waste. We established a new, more sustainable waste management system. We also made progress in the catering sector by promoting use of local products. We have created many activities in education and in awareness raising. We made progress in promotion of healthy diets in schools and among elder generations. We strengthened the situation of the family farms by an act. Family farmers are the backbone, of course, of sustainable agricultural production. But there's still a lot left to do. It's clear that the use of precision technology can achieve safe agriculture production in higher quality of products without environmental degradation. In order to share best practices in our country contributes to the global thematic dialogue, such as the dialogue on food systems or on water. We welcome the UN Secretary General's initiative to convene Food Systems Summit to bring strong actions for the transformation of the food systems to make them healthier, more resilient, and environmentally sustainable. In Hungary, we started consultation through a national dialogue towards sustainability to improve food production and consumption policies and practices to protect and to improve the health and well-being of individuals. We recognize that food systems are complex, natural, and are strongly interlinked with the natural resources, water, energy, with health aspects and so on. In this spirit, we keep the dialogue alive with the involvement of additional stakeholders and continue to encourage innovative approaches towards sustainability. Reacting to the threat posed by the COVID-19 pandemic, we are pleased to inform you that Hungary has significantly increased its international development cooperation. As part of this, Hungary dedicated $16 million to agricultural development in 2020, significantly contributing to the sustainable development goals. Moreover, in the framework of development aid, Hungary has provided mobile water purification systems on four continents to those in need. It's also a great pleasure to inform you that under the patronage of Mr. Janos Ádár, President of Hungary. The Planet Budapest 2021 Sustainability Expo and Summit will be held at the end of the year in Budapest. The objective of Planet Budapest 2021 is to contribute to the sustainable development by offering widely applicable, innovative, and pragmatic solutions to the challenges of sustainable development. In the hope that we together can create a more sustainable climate, resilient food system, I of course wish you all a successful conference. And as a closing remark, please let me remind you of the Hungarian candidate for the position of independent chair of the council, who is to be elected tomorrow. Zoltán Kálmán, Ambassador Zoltán Kálmán, a very humble professional supported by the Hungarian government, is very well known throughout Rome and very respected as well. I'm sure he would certainly fully represent each and every member of FAO. Thank you very much for your attention.